The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, quality equipment for hire and sales.
Yeah. I'm a bit disheveled today, Kingy. I've got
You are okay?
It's the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast.
You're a little
bit come down with something.
Right.
A little bit of a, what we used to call Kingy back in the day.
Lurgy.
No, we used to call
No, you can't.
We're not allowed to call that
no,
anymore.
No, you've got lurgy.
Why not? Gosh. Why was it called that, do we know?
I have no idea. Let's go with the lurgy.
Yes, well, you can't say that either. There's the people who are from lurgy land. They don't like that either.
There is no lurgy land.
Well, I'm in it at the moment.
Yeah, Kingy, so, you're okay?
Yeah, I'm like, I'll be fine. I'll soldier on.
With Codral?
Yeah, I woke up this morning feeling crap. Is my medical technical expression.
Right. So I'm sure you'll find that in Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, I'm sure you will, Kingy. You'll find it on someone's anatomy.
Right.
So no, looking forward to Friday night.
Dogs have got a couple out.
Dogs?
Yeah, no, well, English and Richards is no certainty.
Well, I read conflicting reports, Kingy. So have we got a cough button? Sorry. That's really bad podcast. I can't help it. I read, so Mark Stevens, former Channel 7 man.
Herald Sun.
Yeah.
He's working for Zero Hanger.
Yes. He's a big doggies fan, I think.
He is.
Very big doggies fan, yeah. So he had on the Triple X that Richards was playing.
Yep.
And that English was a good chance to play Liberatore and Norton with certainties.
Yep.
And then I read a couple of other tweets from, like, news people in Mitch Cleary, and there might have been another one there too, saying that that English is definitely out and that Richard was a 50-50.
English more – this is Mitch Cleary. English more unlikely than likely.
Oh, what?
More unlikely than likely. Heavy strapping still on knee and laboured through running yesterday's main session.
Yes.
Richards, 50-50, still a touch proppy on ankle, left track early.
Yep.
Tom Liberatore and Aaron Norton with glove, tick.
Yes. So anyway, there's obviously a bit of a question mark around the makeup of the doggies and that they're big. Richards and English are elite. So, you know, it certainly changes the dynamic, particularly English. They got absolutely pantsed in the ruck last week by Reeves and Big Lloyd Meek, the Bulldogs.
Who did a number on
and
Edwards.
In fairness, we've got Junk. So I'm not sure Junk is in the Meek-Reeves arrangements.
No.
But not just yet anyway. But do you think Big Junk stays in?
Yes.
You do?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought at the start of the week maybe they'll manage him. Off a 5-day break, but I suspect you go with him. Although, if English is not playing, you could get away with not playing him and you play blitz halves with support from Neil and DeConing.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd think Junk.
Or,
here we go.
Does Ree Stanley get a look?
God, that'd be coming from sort of Kiwi arrangements
well, he's
in
been
the
83 playing, well, he's been playing VFL.
And playing how?
In the ruck?
No.
I don't know.
Well or?
Oh, solid citizen would
well
be
well or unwell?
No, well. Solid citizen.
Peter Jakes, who I used to sit next to for quite a bit of my schooling, in accounting in year 12, there was a question posed by brother Chris Meal on his little paper, and you had to, thing about a business, and it had three lines, and then you had to say, how is this business tracking?
Right.
And Peter wrote that the business is going well and unwell. And when it returned to his desk days later, I'd written this extraordinary thing that was an unbelievable assessment of the business. That's all he wrote. And he got 3 out of 5. I was astonished. I got 3.5 out of 5 for my stuff that was almost in the Financial Review.
You were Robert Gottliebson.
Oh, it was extraordinary scenes, King. Brother Meal, and I said, and then we were playing up as we did, and then brother had, he did have a few teeth that were in front of the other teeth, and I said to him, brother, stop gritting your teeth. Anyway, we used to have a bit of fun back then, King. It's when you're allowed.
Would you allow to?
That's when you're allowed to. Now you can have no fun in this world.
No fun.
Anyway, so to this day, 35 years after we finished school, we still laugh about the business is going well and unwell.
And don't de-age yourself. It was 37 years ago, Benny.
Yeah, well, yeah, sorry, 37, yeah. Yeah. Thanks for that, King.
Yeah, you're old.
That's good. Ironically, too, his nephew will be coming in for the Bulldogs tomorrow night.
So Lockie will play.
Well, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't play last week.
No, when they're losing Connor Butterick,
yes,
to a hamstring, who plays a sort of a mid-sized defender role. So you would have thought that Lockie comes back in.
Yeah.
He's been pretty good in the games that he played. So I think he's playing. And, yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens the remainder of... Also with the Cats, I mean, the Cats have got some pretty tough selection calls to make.
I don't think Jack Henry's playing. He has a strained oblique.
Have you ever want to strain one of them? No. I don't even know where it is. Lilian, how I strain
it. I don't know much about your old oblique.
How would you strain that?
Well,
what actions would you need to be doing to be straining your oblique?
It's a side muscle.
Side muscle on your stomach?
Yeah.
So could you get it if you were like really like vigorous hushpakundi? Could you do an oblique?
You probably could.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll just try and see if I can pull it off.
Right, okay. Right. Anyway, so because Jake Colajowski's playing, so we, I think, suspected that maybe he might have been a 1 week in Jack Henry's.
If Jack Henry's not coming back, then Colajowski certainly stays in.
Yeah, he is because he did media this morning.
Well, I knew he was in because I saw the Cats put something out about his 200th game a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So they weren't going to be doing that if he wasn't playing.
A bit like Blitzars where they didn't put anything out last week, and that's when you worked out, well, he's not playing 300 this week.
Yeah, they had a little highlights package and they had something about Jake Colajowski. I reckon that was 2 days ago. Yeah, so I thought, well, that's early signal that he's
playing. So he did media this morning. And he, in his words, he goes, I thought I was cooked. I am paraphrasing, but last year. Yeah. So he's done really well to get back.
I thought he worked into the game pretty well against West Coast. I mean, it was probably a good game to come back in. A
couple of rule changes, he said. He goes, a couple of rule changes got me.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. I mean, preliminary final of 24 was the last time he played.
Yeah, so 18 months. So, it's been a while. Been a while for him. So, great to see him back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He'll get a job on, I'm trying to think of him up playing, can he? Who'd go to West?
Zach Guthrie? No.
Possibly. See, Riley West, he's my quintessential player. Now, he's not as quick as Nick Watson.
No.
He's not a Charlie Cameron sort of quick. He's not, but he is an unbelievable footballer.
Yes.
He's a true footballer.
Like his old man was.
Yeah. He's just smart. He's skillful.
Yeah.
He's mid-sized. He's probably short, in fact, in terms of footy talk. He's not that quick. He just knows where to go to get the ball, and he makes good decisions, and he's got really good skills. He's your quintessential footballer. And I was having a think about that,
Kicked
King.
Four behinds last week, by the way.
Which is unusual for him because he's usually a bit of a dead eye, but he's a really, really good player. I liked him for the first time I saw him. He took a few years to find his feet. He was in and out of the team. He certainly found his feet across the last 2 or 3 years, but he's the sort of bloke that can bob up and kick 3 goals.
Well, he kicked 39 goals. He kicked 39-19 last year.
Yeah, that's really good going.
Yep.
Really good going for a player that doesn't really wander too far up past outside. You know, he's not coming up the Grand Grind Meyer sort of style.
No.
Well, very rarely. He will every now and then, but he's not that sort of player. I was thinking, Kingy, those players like West, who's just a pure footballer. He's not, if you were going on athletic traits, he probably wouldn't get drafted. But if you're going on pure footballing, and I was thinking how Geelong's sides from 2007 to 11, how they were stacked with just footballers. Not
athletes.
They ended up being pretty good athletes, but they weren't their first. Their one wood was their footy traits.
Football first.
Steve Johnson.
Yep.
Paul Chapman.
Bartel.
James Kelly. Gary Ablett. Jimmy Bartel. Brad Ottens. I mean, Brad Ottens obviously was athletically and big, but he had really good footy smarts as well. Scarlo.
Enright.
Enright. Harry Taylor.
Corey.
Well, Corey was the one who was probably the athlete that they turned into a really good player.
But he still had good IQ, though.
He didn't have great skill, Joel Corey, and he was that prototype 192 midfielder, which no one else was doing at the time. He was the one that was probably more taken as much on his athletic ability as his football ability, but, I mean, he became an absolute gun for the Cats. But that whole team, pretty much, I mean, you're thinking of Matty Stokes.
Yeah. Varco.
Well, Varco. There was no one that you would say was an absolute standout athlete.
Yeah.
They just all knew how to play the game.
Yep.
And they gelled really well, and they were ruthless. But all those sorts of things, sometimes I get a bit frustrated. We go down this, you've got to have all these athletic traits. If you don't know how to play the game,
Yeah, you know, there's many athletic traits. Look, Usain Bolt has great athletic traits.
Yeah, but do you reckon he could play? Possibly off halfback. Geelong would put him off halfback.
He'd be hard to catch.
Well, that's what it sort of makes you think about Blitzard's playing his 300th game. I've always maintained that his best position is in defence. Mm-hmm. I've always said that. Now,
but he prefers. I asked the question. I said, if you're given your magnet to drop on the board, where are you dropping it? And he said, somewhere around the ball. He goes, either in the ruck or in the
midfield. Just a kid's response, isn't it?
Yeah.
I put the kid thing yesterday, last night, footage, and I said, who wants to play in the midfield? 14 hands went up. I said, well, we can only have about four.
Lots of rotation.
Yeah. Well, but he's I don't think he's a great play reader.
No. And you've always said that. You said he was better behind the footy.
Where someone else takes him to the ball.
Yeah. But he's
not bad, but he's not elite at it.
He's not your Tom Stewart intercept marker.
No. Is that Guthrie?
Yeah. But he's a good spoiler.
Yeah, because he's got the reach and he's got the ability to get there. If someone's taking him to the ball, he can be hot on their hammer, and then he's got the reach and the length to actually affect it. But he around the ball when he's playing midfield, unless it's in the ruck, where it's a bit of a different kettle of fish, but if he's asked to play as a midfielder, where you really need to be... I mean, ruck's a bit of a different midfielder. Mm. You have to go... You have to always go where the ball is. So somebody's leading you... Or the game is leading you to the ball.
Yep.
The other mid... When you're playing midfield, you have to work out, where can I go to get a kick? Where can I be most effective? Do I need to go back? Do I need to be forward? Do I need to run through the middle? You have to read the game.
Yep.
He's not great at that. That's been my... He's never been great at that, but his best position is in defence. But to play 300 games off the back of jumping over logs into water...
Which he actually didn't do. People thought he was a steeplechase. He was just a... He was a flat runner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't go over the sticks.
No, he didn't go over...
He was no sharp as. No. He was no gold medals in the annual.
No, he wasn't. No, what was it? Red Zem? What was the name?
ZM and gold medals, they used to have.
They used to go toe-to-toe.
Yeah, they were like... It was like...
Vo Rogan.
It was like Joe Bugner.
Aussie Joe.
Muhammad Ali.
Aussie Joe.
He's in a bit of trouble, isn't he, Aussie Joe?
I've no idea.
I think he's...
He's still alive?
Is he? Don't know. We better check that, King. I think he's been crook. Right. So I don't know whether he's still alive and kicking, old Aussie Joe Bugner. But anyway, congratulations to Mark Blitzer. 300 games. Is somebody had a...
No, he died...
Did he?
8 months ago.
He had an illness, though, I think.
Yeah, at the age of 75.
Yeah.
Hungarian-born British-Australian professional boxer.
Hungarian-born British-Australian.
Yeah.
He had a bit going on there, Aussie Joe, didn't he?
He did.
And then he was known as Aussie Joe Bugner.
Aussie Joe.
He fought Muhammad Ali, didn't he?
He did, yes. Yeah. Only Australian to fight Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, so well done to Mark Blitzer.
Bert Newton nearly did.
On the stage at the Logies. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, no, Muhammad Ali was not happy with the way he referred to him.
No, Bert was hilarious.
Yeah.
Bert Newton was hilarious.
Yeah, not there.
No.
Anyway,
well,
let's move on.
Depends your point of view.
But. Mark Blitzarves, 300 games, well done.
Yes.
Great story he told. I'll play the audio back about he had a trial with the Cats and he went home back to Sunbury and the old man was a bit, how serious is this? And then Neil Balm, Chris Scott and... Stephen Wells all showed up on the front doorstep driving their Ford Territories and the old man goes, okay, I think they're serious now.
Well, it turned out to be a well worthwhile the trip, King.
And Andrew Guthrie is the one that's got to take a lot of credit for that. And, sliding...
It was Cam and Zach's dad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sliding doors. If Cam Guthrie doesn't play for Geelong, Mark Blitzer probably doesn't play football.
No.
Unless Cam Guthrie goes to the club if he's drafted somewhere else... And says, we've got this kid.
Well, lucky it was to the Cats.
Yeah, but would somebody else's system been able to take a Mark Blitzer? Geelong probably had the luxury of going, well, we can take a Category B rookie, and if it doesn't work out, well, nothing ventured, nothing gained, but it's worked out. Like, it's so hard to believe that other than the stint in the VFL in 2012, when he first got to the club after the Athletics Olympic
He's been
dream
in the seniors ever since.
He has never played anything other than at AFL level after debuting.
What's the next best number of games played in the 46 for the Cats?
Joffy Simkin.
How many did he play, about 30?
It's only a guess that Joffy wore 46. Let me have a look.
How many years, did anybody ask him how many years he thought he had left?
He wants to play on next year.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, so
is he contracted next year?
No.
He's out of contract.
Yeah, exactly. Remember why I spoke to him before the Gold Coast game?
Yes.
And I asked about that. And he says he feels like, because he didn't come in what, till 22, he feels like he's only, in footy terms, he's only 31, as opposed to being birth certificate 35. That the body, and it didn't have that junior footy as well. So he hasn't had, you know, that lead up of bash and crash of the body until he didn't start getting it until he was 21, 22. So maybe he can survive. I would suspect he's definitely got one, maybe two left in him. Is he getting to 350? Maybe.
Be a stretch.
It would be a stretch, but two more years is not beyond the realm of possibility.
Know. Injuries will determine that. Will determine that.
And if he does go two more, he breaks the club record, which makes the story even more incredible.
Yeah, that would be unbelievable.
Coming in at 22, and you own the club record at around 360 games.
Mm, he's been incredibly durable.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, he's been a bit of a Swiss Army knife. He's played all over the place. Wing, on ball, ruck, defence, hasn't played a whole lot of forward across his time. But, I mean, his athletic traits.
No, 46. The next, this was my other guess, was Marcus Baldwin. And it was Marcus Baldwin. 5. Joffy Simkin played 4.
Right.
Gary Johns played 2. Paul Lindsay played 2. Right. So I reckon, didn't Marcus Baldwin like kick 3 goals with his three kicks?
Yeah, I reckon he, we had one good game where he kicked a few sausage rolls.
That was his debut against Melbourne, round 21, 2000.
Yeah, we thought he was the next coming of Wayne Carey.
Yep.
And he ended up being more like Drew Carey.
3 goals from 3 disposals against Melbourne in that game. And then never got more than 7 disposals in a game and never seen again after round 9, 2001.
He was off. He wasn't making 300.
No.
The blitz is, though.
Yep.
Do you think it'll lift? Who else is coming in, Kingy? Blitz is back in. Dangerfield's back in.
We suspect Dangerfield. Jack Martin
will be back in.
So that
they
means,
love him, Kingy. They so love him.
O'Connor goes out suspended.
Yes.
Does that mean Wiltshire's probably getting squeezed?
I would have thought.
With Martin.
Seems the obvious one.
Ollie Henry hang on.
Well, do they think that Wiltshire's speed is something that's different to Ollie Henry and they bring in Martin and drop Henry?
And is Edwards having a rest and they're just going with Blitzards in the ruck with that Neil and DeConing support and give Edwards a spell coming off a 5-day break?
Maybe. You would have thought he is going to need a break.
Why wouldn't the Cats have challenged the O'Connor one? Or was it just cut and dry?
Never getting off that.
Yeah, but you don't risk anything by challenging it.
It costs you 10 gorillas, doesn't it?
Oh, other than a bit of cash.
Yeah. I don't think you're ever going to get off that. You hit him in the head. Was there any force to it? No. Would we have even looked at it 15 years ago and worried about it? No.
No.
Do we live in a woke world? Yes. Do we have to be seen to be having this game that is completely safe? The perception is it's as safe as anything and nobody's touching anyone and all the kids complain no one's ever going to get hurt. Yes. Is that a reality? No. Who drives that? The woke world drives that, King.
Right.
It does my head in.
Oh. And your head doesn't.
They would have thought to challenge.
Yep.
But I just think you'd be on a hiding to nothing. You're just going to waste $10,000. Doing that, so
Blitzers,
and they do have options as well. So, in terms of coming in, so it's not like it's you're missing a handy player, yes, but you're missing a player who you can't cover. You wouldn't have thought, and you know the Cats mix and match anyway. So, you know they rested him the week before.
What about Blitzars, Dangerfield, and Martin for O'Connor, Edwards, and Manor?
Manor out.
Give him just a spell.
No, I wouldn't, Kingy. I know everybody. He's played two poor games.
Mm.
He's got a few. I know he's still young in his career. He's not young in terms of age, but
credits.
Yeah, I would have thought he's got a few credits, and he will. I'd be very reticent to drop Sean Manor off 2 poor games.
Mm.
Close? Does he go out? I know he kicked 2 goals, but does he? The other side of that story is he's only played 1 good game.
Yeah,
it wasn't even a good game. It was okay.
Yeah,
but the rest of them have been horrendous.
Yeah.
So, I'd be really surprised if Manor went out.
I'd be shocked if Close went out because Close played in that VFL game on the Friday night, didn't play Easter Monday, and then all of a sudden back in. I don't think they're sending him back to the VFL.
So do you think there's only 3 changes?
Yep.
Yeah, well, you might be right.
That's an educated guess. Now, we're recording this on Thursday afternoon at about 2 o'clock, so we'll know by the time people are listening to this, potentially, the team is out. But that's just an educated guess at what the changes might
what
be.
What about an uneducated one?
Uneducated, Blitzars, Dangerfield, and Martin for O'Connor, Wiltshire, and Manor.
Okay, it'll be really interesting, Kingy. And I think somebody asked... I was going to say Chris Scott, after the game about, you've got some really, difficult selection decisions to make, which is, they're always a good thing.
Yes.
The only thing with that is that you need to get them right.
Correct.
That's the, when you're juggling a lot of balls, Kingy, you don't want to drop a couple of your balls, do you? You want to keep them all up in the air and keep them flowing and moving, don't you?
Yes,
Pat. So that... It's a good situation. Why are you laughing? It's a good situation.
I'm not laughing.
You are. You're smiling like a Cheshire cat.
Because the sort of the theatrics you're putting into balls in the air.
I just like winding you up, Kingy.
Really?
It's like getting a reaction out of you. Yeah. But do you agree, though, that it is a really good problem to have, but it also, with Geelong's history, at times they get it wrong.
Yeah. You just got to find some stability in the team.
Mm.
And Chris Scott said that they would have squad mentality through this compressed part of the season, so they'll play tomorrow night, then get an 8-day break. Into North, which is a 7-day break.
At home.
Yep, into a 7-day break, into a 5-day break, Brisbane Lions on a Thursday night, into a 9-day break before they play Sydney back here on a Saturday twilight, and then that becomes a 6-day break into Carlton.
Okay.
So there's... one more 5-day break, and that will be the Collingwood into going to the Gabba to play Brisbane.
We had an interesting experience on Sunday, didn't we, at Norwood Oval?
It was good. I enjoyed it.
We were very close to the action. It was the closest I've been to an AFL game in terms of viewing.
Yep.
So we were literally 4 metres from the boundary.
Yes.
We were in a slightly elevated position. It certainly wasn't in a position where we sit at GMHBA or MCG.
I'd like to have been 4 foot higher, to be
honest. Yeah, a little bit. It was made it quite difficult to call, particularly those jumpers that the Wet Toast were wearing.
Wow, the numbers.
Yeah, the numbers were no good.
No.
Usually, mate, the other thing too is that if you can't pick the numbers as a caller, you sort of get to know the mannerisms of players, or they might have tape on the shoulder, they might have oddly coloured boots, or they might have something on their knee or whatever.
Distinguishable.
But it makes it more difficult when you're not above the play because you're trying to look through 8 different players to see who that might be. So anyway, their first
come and call local footy, Benny.
Yeah, well, I'd probably be no good. Can you be a lot of St. Joey's off half back and Joey's have marked it up forward and Joey's have just kicked a goal? Can you do that? But it was unique to be that close, and you don't realise how big some of those boys are. I went down to do the boundary because I reprised my role as a boundary rider.
You were very good.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Well, it didn't work after the game, but we had O'Shea Mullen and the gear, there was a technical fault.
It wasn't that. It was just
there was a Jeff Allen Memorial technical difficulty.
Because we weren't high, the signal
was coming off someone's phone.
Yeah. No, where we were elevated, where we were located wasn't elevated enough for the signal to get above. It's got to go through people. There were people on the ground. Mm-hmm. Like they had kicked a kick, and that meant the signal gets blocked by everybody.
So what we needed is security guards to part the seas.
Basically Moses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moses, did he?
Yeah.
He parted the seas, did he?
He did, apparently.
Right.
According to the book.
God bless
according
Moses.
According to the good book.
Yeah. Oh, that book's got a lot of pages.
It does.
Yeah.
It's a long read.
It's always in the top drawer when you stay at a dodgy motel.
It is.
If you haven't got any other material, Kingy, you read the Bible.
Corinthians?
You have to go. Yeah, the Corinthians would be in there. Or you have to go off the still shots, the memories, Kingy. Have you done that?
Why?
Anyway, which case. So you don't realise how big the players are. So when I went down to do the interview pre-game with James Raleigh, Shannon Neal came off the ground and Sam De Koning came on the ground. They are enormous.
Yeah.
Absolutely enormous.
Compared to you.
Well, they are. I'm only 175, Kingy. Well, the doctor tried to tell me I was 174. I was having a bar of it. I got myself to 175. And then when he did the weight, I tried to drop that a bit rather than up it. But so we were going in reverse directions. But they are big, big boys. But to be so close and see how hard they hit, how hard they run, Bailey Smith's ability to run is is elite. Now, I don't know. We spoke about this off air on Sunday. I don't know where he sits in terms of, you know, I know you say they don't do a 2K time trial, but they would have some idea of where they sit in terms of their endurance running. Now, we know that Blitzar's at the top of the tree. We know that Myers is right up there. Conor O'Sullivan is right up there. I think Jeremy Cameron, if he's having a crack, is right up there. Shannon Neal. So we know that. I wonder where Bailey Smith sits with all that, because his ability to run, but it's running at 80% the whole time.
Yep.
It's not
repeat efforts.
Yeah, he's God, they hit hard, and the ball is gone so quickly from a contest. You get to see it. You know, I mean, I know you can see it from sitting up in the stands.
But it gives
you a different perspective when you're 4 metres away. The ball was literally being thrown up 4 metres away from us, and within 3 seconds, it's at full forward. You don't realise how quickly you've got to be able to spread, and if you fumble, if you make a mistake, you just get absolutely penalised. So, look, it was a good little experience there at Nord. It was a good little ground. They got 9,500, didn't they? We caught up with Dan Menzel, came on K-Rock and had a bit of a chat. Lovely fella. He used to do a lot of work with us when he was injured, and he's now the boss of Norwood Footy Club. Look, it was good. Geelong got the job done. I think I said pre-game that I thought Geelong would win by about 8 goals.
And they did.
They put that gap on them in the second quarter. Well, they kicked 5 goals in what must have been 12 minutes,
yeah,
10 or 12
on,
minutes.
Time on in the second.
That put them 5 goals in front. They got it to 8 goals, and then it's hovered around 8 goals. I thought they did well. No obvious injuries other than the suspension to O'Connor. Players, I thought, that played well. I mean,
Tanner Bruin was good.
Tanner Bruin was very good.
Now, do we persist with Holmes off halfback?
Well, I was thinking about it, Kenny, because I've poo-hooed Bruin playing off halfback. And at times I've poo-hooed Holmes playing at off halfback. I agree. I think that Holmes, if they're going to do that, which clearly they are, Holmes is the better bet, because if he's run off halfback, he can actually be a really damaging player. Bruin, I'm not saying Bruin's slow, but he doesn't have the same sort of burst and line-breaking ability. He's more of a midfield. You want him around the ball, which is probably not Holmes's go.
No.
Although he's got much better than that at that,
yes,
winning his own footy. But sort of tearing in, winning your footy, distributing it out, that's Bruin. Good at that. Holmes probably not as good. Holmes is better at run, carry, kick, break lines, split the game up a little bit with his speed. That isn't Bruin's go.
No.
So if they are going to play one of those blokes here, it has to be Holmes.
Bruin is more creative in the midfield.
I think he sees the game. He's more of your footballer as opposed to your athlete.
Yeah, and he uses both sides of his body well.
He does. He's become a very good player.
You talk about Smith and Holmes being predictable to the opposition.
Yeah. Well, at times they are, yes.
Bruin isn't.
No, he's not.
Bruin can... He can get onto his left and put a 45-degree kick in.
Yep.
He can fire out a left-handed handball at speed. Yeah.
And he's got good vision around the contest. That's because he's a bit more of a natural player.
I liked the little combination of Bruin, Warple and Atkins in there at times, and Bruin, Warple and Smith, who all bring... Because like Warple's numbers in the end, he's only had 20, but he's had 11 clearances.
Do you reckon he stays in?
Yes. You don't sign a bloke on a 4-year deal to have him playing in the VFL every third week.
Well, I did for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. He did go to hospital with that finger. That was not reported anywhere other than Andrew Mackie telling us that he'd been to hospital with that infected finger.
Right.
So obviously it's taken a little bit out of him. You potentially, if you've gone with an infected finger, you're going onto a drip and stuff like that. Potentially lost some weight.
Yep.
You know, so maybe, you know, go and get back to the VFL, play some minutes there. Oh, yeah, I know it. Yeah, don't read too much into that little stint in the VFL for Warple.
No, well, hopefully he stays in. He was pretty solid.
He's not winning Geelong a flag, James Warple, but he's going to be part of a midfield that is going to help Geelong contend.
Yeah, I agree.
Because he puts his head over it.
Yeah, and you know what you're going to get to a degree. Yeah.
And if you're getting 11 clearances a game out of James Warple, you're not going to get it every week, but...
He'll throw in 5 tackles and he'll throw in 18 to 25 possessions depending upon how he's going. So I think he can... I don't disagree with you. I like that mix. Shannon Neal was pretty good again.
Yep.
Jeremy Cameron's still finding his feet but was okay.
Yep.
I thought Colin Jasny worked into the game. I thought Mullen was all right. He was handy. He's getting better very slowly, but he is getting better.
Yep.
and he's here to stay. Like this, he's not going out of the side for any time soon. I thought De Koning played pretty well again.
Yep,
I think his last 3 weeks have been pretty good.
Yeah,
I forgot to mention him last week against Hawthorn.
But his game the week before, the one against Adelaide.
The one against Adelaide was his best, but yep. I thought he played okay against Hawthorn. And I thought he was okay again against West Coast. Now, yeah, he's not playing on, you know, Simon Beasley, but I thought he's been good. He's put together 3 solid weeks,
yep.
Which is good for the Cats going forward because he's got the biggest job on Friday night against Sam Darcy. With no Norton, I know people say that's great. I just wonder if that makes Darcy even more dangerous.
Yeah. Norton might still be playing, though. But he hasn't been completely ruled out.
Well, yeah, maybe. If he's got a hand problem, good luck with that as a key forward.
Well, yeah, we'll take it under advisement that he is playing, and if he doesn't, well, so be it.
It'll be interesting. You see, they've got a few question marks, haven't they, the Doggies, which is not what you want around a big game. It's a huge game for the Cats to go 4-2.
Yep.
Would be a really, really good start to the year.
If they had been able to sneak the Hawthorn game, this would have been a free hit.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you think they've played Adelaide and Fremantle, who both play finals. Admittedly, they played them at GMHBA, but they're going to be in the finals. They've played the Suns on the Gold Coast, which is they're going to be in the finals. They've played Hawthorn, who are probably going to be top 4. I mean, they had the free hit against West Coast, and they did what they needed to do. And then they've got a game on Friday night against another top 4, you know, suitor in the Bulldogs. So they've played 5 of their first 6 games are going to be against teams who you would think, well, let's put it this way, their expectations would be to be top 6.
Yep.
So it's been a difficult start.
Yep.
And we'll, you know, 3 of those games are going to be at GMHBA, so that does help, but it hasn't been an easy start for the Cats. And if they could find a way past the Bulldogs, that De Koning Darcy matchup is crucial. Can De Koning, Geelong, I mean, nobody really has a matchup for Darcy, do they?
No. Like,
who's 209 as playing as a key defender?
Nobody.
But the Geelong don't have anybody else. It's De Koning, and otherwise you're going to have a crack with Connor O'Sullivan at 199. Do you want to be doing that with a third-year player? No. You need De Koning to... I don't think you're going to stop Darcy. Mm. You don't want Darcy kicking any more than about 3 goals. If you can keep him to 3 goals...
Goes a long way.
I think you've done okay.
Yep.
If he starts getting into the 5, 4, 5, 6 areas... It becomes a bit of a slog because you would expect the game to be... I reckon the game will be pretty tight. I don't know that it'll be hugely high scoring. I know both sides like to play... I mean, maybe with the new rules, maybe it will. Maybe it will be end-to-end and high scoring, which will suit... I don't know who that will suit. Kingy, to be honest with you, the Bulldogs have got a lot of good outside runners. Richards, Bonapelli, Bailey Williams, Bailey Dale... you know, who else have they got? They've got Riley West, we've spoken about him. Freege is a good free-running type player. Yep. They've got a lot of blokes. Riley Sanders is starting to find his feet as a former top 10 draft pick. They've got a lot of talent, and if you give them space, they will chop you up. So I think Geelong will need to be on defensively. We saw that against Adelaide. I reckon Geelong were really good defensively against Adelaide,
yep.
Albeit it was pretty crap conditions, which helped. But they're going to have to be on defensively because I reckon a shootout would potentially suit the Bulldogs better than the Cats.
Yep. Questions, Benny?
Oh, yeah. I love questions.
We haven't got a huge amount this week. Ultimate Warrior got in before we posed. Have you got an answer on why Clark was dropped and kept out for a second week? Did he stay out late at Lammy's after his good game against the Crows?
Who was that?
This is Ultimate Warrior on Jai Clark.
Yeah, well, we're sort of scratching our head a little bit.
Mm.
We don't really know, do we? You wouldn't have thought he's coming back in.
No.
Although Geelong do make some, you know, selections that sort of...
Didn't play last week. Well, nobody played last week in the VFL.
I know, but that doesn't seem to stop them. They'll say he had a hard block of training. Can you ever have a hard block?
Daz Broncos, great call last week getting the lads home. Got to share some blitz love. How good a bloke going from Cat B rookie to 300 games and a legend of the club. Not to mention the AFL changed the 3rd man up rule almost exclusively to negate his effectiveness. As Benny has lost his ship rightly over players being played out of position, see Bruin at halfback. What position does he feel has been blitzed his best given he's literally been asked to play every single one at least four times over his 300 games. As you said before, defence.
I think defence is, yeah. That's not to say he's not effective in other positions, but I think his best position... Well, I mean, let's put it this way. If Darcy, if they're playing Edwards on Friday night, and Darcy goes bananas on DeConing to the point where you have to make a move, I'd be going to blitz halves.
What chance are we wedging Job Shanahan out of West Coast in a year or two? Him and O'Sullivan in our back six would be delightful.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Howler 41 did what was required versus the Eagles. Took a little while to bust it open, but when Mark O'Connor turned into 2016 Dangerfield in that second quarter, we put it to bed weekend. Bernie style, like no relation at halfback, not every week, but he gives some flexibility. Is it possible to have Grein Myers piggyback on Bailey Smith so when he gets 16 inside 50s, can hand it off to Myers so a couple might hit the target? A bit hard, perhaps, but his kicking could improve.
Oh, he can.
Big game versus the Greyhounds this week. Dogs with a few out and Cats bringing players back. Surely we lift Shannon Knoll style for Blitz 300. He's been such a good servant. Wouldn't be out of place at Downtown Abbey. And he's got a suggestion for Hunter Holmes' nickname, which we won't go with. Sarah 13, with Collar back, would it be possible to play Jack Henry as a forward? He's mobile and a good mark. No, Jack Henry's best footy.
Not as a permanent forward,
but if you swing him forward.
I think he's the sort of bloke you could put forward for 10 minutes, and he might grab your mark and kick you a goal. I don't think you'd want him there as a... You know, to start the game and expect him to be an impact player across four quarters playing forward. But they have done it in the past, and it's a, usually when they're struggling, they can switch him forward. So I don't disagree that he does provide something, but not as a permanent player up forward.
All right, and off the KFC X, there wasn't a
huge... The triple X, Kingy. Yeah. Not the X, the triple X.
Triple X.
I got a story about the...
No.
About...
No.
No.
Can I just... Can
about,
I,
what are those...
You've already got away with your joke.
No. What joke?
The one at the start of the show.
Oh, no. I've forgotten about that. I've got a story about... What are the Club X's you go to, the shops?
Like Hindley Street?
Yeah. It's Club X.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a story, but I don't think it'll get through.
You tell it. No.
I don't think it'll get through.
No,
to
it won't.
Keeper.
It won't.
I went there...
No, you're not telling it because don't have time to be cutting it out. Can you
it's
just,
hilarious, no, though. Hilarious. It's like the blue...
Oh, don't you hate it when I've got control of the mics and can turn you off and nobody can hear you?
Can you just turn me off?
I should do it more often.
Do you want me to tell the Bluetooth?
No. Dr. Venkman, NYC, watched the game from a dive bar in New York. Great to see the Cats flex the muscle. The camera angle in the broadcast was front row A. Can Jeremy from Kurt's Hire lend the AFL a crane? Hope you boys in the gantry had a better view. Not really.
No, we didn't. But that didn't matter. It was a fun day. It was a good game, and well, a good game if you're back for Geelong. And it was good to see it from a different, slightly different angle.
Bruin, best game in the hoops.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm a big fan of comparing games. He's playing really, really well. And for the second time in about a month, I heard the coach talk about lament what if from last year with Tanner Bruin not there.
Close and Manor both watched the game from the bus. How was the food and beverage at Norwood? The brekkie we had was outstanding. It's physios.
Well, the brekkie... Yeah, the brekkie we had, Kingy, it was enormous. Yeah. And then... I walked out the door with the porch light on, came on at 10 past 4.
Yep.
And we got home at...
Just before 11.
Yeah, 11 o'clock at night. Right. So it was a very, very long day. I felt like I'd been up for days.
Yep.
And then, Kingy, then Brekkie decided that it needed to be somewhere.
Can we move on?
And do you know what? I'm going to tell you that joke I showed you in the plane.
No.
What?
No.
No. No. I said to the lovely, I said my bum hurts, and she goes, ring sting, and I said, how would he know?
But I'm
Dutch.
Glenn, what do you make of Ollie Henry's last few weeks? He isn't a big unit, so that's not his game, which I think.
You love that joke, don't you?
You didn't deliver it very well.
Ring sting. Oh, well, I can't say it's in there. No.
He's working hard and kicking goals again. But
he didn't get the first gag.
As he gets close to 100 games, needs more confidence to hold his marks. Yes, but his marking style is weird, the way he takes off.
Yeah, look, he's been okay. He's been okay. Right. I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up getting dropped. For Martin.
Damien Tedesco.
I hope that doesn't happen, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Damien Tedesco.
Mr. Tedesco.
Great call once again, boys. Great to sync the call with the TV. Good to hear from the former number 10. What a player he could have been. That's Daniel Menzel.
Yes.
How far from Stengel joining the main team? I've just been scrolling through the X while we've been doing this. He won't play VFL tonight.
So I've been delivering this and you've been just scrolling X.
Well, I had to scroll X to open up the questions.
That's modern day rude, isn't it?
No, that's getting to the questions that people are asking off X. And as I went, Tyson Stengel's name came up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what have you got for us?
He's not playing VFL tomorrow. Anyway, thought his work rate was great. Go Cats. That's on Henry. And the McAuley, is it time for Jake Colajasny to accept fate and go full Brazilian style and adopt the chappy smooth look with the hair?
Mick, I actually agree with you. I don't think it's far away. He's sort of combing it from east to west, isn't he?
Yeah.
Do you think he's a Ken?
No, I wouldn't have thought. I don't think that's Jake Colajasny's style.
I reckon it's sort of reached the point where he's got to go one way or the other. Mm. You go yeah,
or
you go
nah.
You go all off.
Or you go nah.
You go yeah, nah.
Yeah, nah. Can I tell you that Tim Darcy is joining us tomorrow night?
Tim Darcy, the former number 28.
We're
going to get him off the golf course at Bowen Heads, are we?
We're going to talk about a famous game in Adelaide that he was a part of back in the early 90s.
We might all be able to ask him, I don't know how much he'll tell us, but we might as well tell him that the hatred with which Gary Ablett had for John Worsfold.
Yeah.
Gary Ablett Senior, I'm talking about.
Yes, dislike.
How many games would Tim Darcy have played with Gary Ablett Senior?
I would have thought
a lot.
150.
So it's probably a good 8 years.
Yep.
8 or 9 years.
Yeah, well, no, Darcy debuted in about 82, 83. Gaz got there in 84. Darcy went at the end of 94, and I think he had a year at Essendon. I think he might have even played in the first Anzac Day game, Tim Darcy.
Right. For the Bombers.
For the Bombers, yeah.
What number did he wear at the Bombers?
20, I believe.
I think he did.
Hmm.
Well, he's a member down at Bowen Heads. He plays a lot of golf.
And a good fella.
Yes,
he's a good fella. So Ian Cover will be in for on this day.
Darcy would love talking. Cover would be love talking. And it is right in his wheelhouse. They'll both be wearing their cravats. That's
Bowen Heads members.
Because he loves his golf gear, Darcy. Yeah. You see him straight onto the first.
Yeah.
And he looks a bit sort of like Mark Calcavecchia. Like his Murray Rants are pretty much spot on.
See you tomorrow night.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
The Cat Attack Podcast. Kurz Hire. Locally owned and operated for over 40 years.